Om Shanti. Good evening. Our session today is by Dr. Nirmala, and we affectionately call her as Didi. It's also a term in another Indian language which means elder sister. Didi came into this knowledge 48 years ago when she was a medical student in Bombay. Coming from quite a large, wealthy family in Bombay, she had decided she wanted to dedicate her life to helping mankind, and so she was qualifying to become a doctor, which she did. And she specialized in obstetrics and gynecology. And as she had decided she didn't want to get married, she asked her father, and when she had got into the knowledge, she said, "Well, as my dowry, I'd like to have a center in Bombay," which he did give her, and it was the start of one of the centers in Bombay, in Borivali. And when the institution started to go abroad, Didi was one of those who was speaking English, and so she was in the group that went to some parts of the outside world, outside India, to UK, and to later she came to Australia to help up in starting the first center there, which was in the late 70s. So Didi has tirelessly looked after the Australasia region, right from Korea in the top to Australia in the east and up to Sri Lanka in the west. And she was looking after the administration and troubleshooting any problems of students. And Didi has been a very good and clear administrator. She's able to size up situations very quickly, very easily, and give a solution. And she's very uncomplicated in her manner, so everyone tunes into her very well. So just a couple of, yes, subsequently, when there was a need to have a senior here in Gyan Sarovar, where many conferences, seminars, etc., are held, and it was felt there was the need to have a senior because the previous senior had passed away, Didi was given this role. So she has been here for the last 2 years, and she has also endeared herself to all the people who look after the various departments in Gyan Sarovar and who work here as well. In fact, a couple of days ago, like little children, someone here told me, "She's my Didi." And I said, "No, she's my Didi," because she was in Asia before she came to Gyan Sarovar. So I leave it to Didi to enlighten you on today's topic. Thank you.
Om Shanti. I'll say only once, Om Shanti. Unlike Dadi. Dadi is only one I would say. To say three times Om Shanti. Perhaps Ratanmayini Dadi also may repeat it thrice. So the aim of students of Brahma Kumaris is to transform. And as we realize, two things will help us our transformation. Meditation and understanding knowledge. Because first of all, I should know who am I to transform myself. Then I should know who is the source of power who will give me that strength to transform. What happens, we get very much influenced by environment. If we are in a happy environment, we are happy. If we are in a sad environment, no, if somebody has died and we are in a funeral or memorial service, the person who may not be any related to us or friend to us or just we go there for the first time because of some friends of friend. And when you go there, what happens? When we see everybody crying, we may have at least few tears. And so our aim in human life is to be all the time happy and peaceful. And that's why we try to study meditation. Now Dadi was saying how Father's love helps us to be peaceful, and when we are peaceful, we receive Father's love. When we behave nicely, Father gives the love. Now in the same manner, if we have purity, our meditation is good. And if our meditation is good, our purity will be good. I think most of the religions, when people go for prayer, what they do is, they take shower, have clean clothes and go to the temple or church or mosque or wherever they are going. Especially I know Indians, they do a lot of cleanliness, external cleanliness. And some of the Vaishnavas, no, when they go on pilgrimage, they wear only silk clothes. So, and temple also, before establishing the statue over there, they clean it thoroughly. They have lots of ceremony and fire, yajna, etc. before they bring the statue in. So people have been emphasizing on physical cleanliness, whereas we understand that we need to clean our mind. People think about heart, no? Because people think heart has a feeling, but in fact, heart, as we know, is just a machine, pumping the blood. It doesn't have all those sense organs to feel. Feeling is in our mind. So we need to clean our mind to have that link with Supreme. So purity means cleaning the mind of our negative and impure feelings of, as we were talking about, ego, body consciousness, greed, attachment, lust, all those things. Because if I am attached to something, I may sit for prayer, but my mind may be thinking of that person or possession. So mind get easily distracted. Because we are not in deep love with Supreme. Because during our religious ceremony, whatever we are doing, whether it's a prayer or meditation or whatever it is, we have emphasized a lot on rituals. We do all rituals perfectly, or sing our prayers or whatever, very perfectly. But when we are singing that or chanting that, is our heart linked to God, or we are caught up in the words or music? Because I find Pentecostal church very popular because they are all singing. So people really enjoy the singing. So all religions, they have got either singing or prayers or chanting or something. So that is, we keep on holding those words and sound. But sometimes the mind is not connected with the loved one, beloved one. No? Because if we have that deep love for Supreme God, then it is easy to link with that. But if I have love for human being, material things, possession, or even interest in them, naturally my mind will be pulled by them. If a greedy person is, what he will do all the time is thinking of money, counting money every now and again. And if there is profit, very happy. If there is loss, depressed. So even in the dream, they might be dreaming about their business and clients and all the time. So businessman doesn't leave the business in the office, but brings in the mind, and wherever they are, all the time thinking about it. A person who is attached to someone or something will be thinking of that. As whether everything is going well with that thing or not and all. Even the loss or separation creates so much sorrow and the intellect is pulled. Whereas, as we meditate, what happens is during meditation, naturally, if we are sitting quietly, the mind has lot of time. So will we start before learning meditation? We used to allow mind to think anything, everything, isn't it? We never used to stop it or check what it is thinking. But now, we have to see that whatever is distracting my mind from meditation, I should keep it away. And these vices or impurity, yesterday we were talking about those 10 vices, which are the cause of our sorrow, suffering, unhappiness, peacelessness, that we have to renounce. And meditation will help us to get opposite power. And if we imbibe those powers, then there is no need for those negativity, no? Negativity is absence of positivity. Absence of power will bring vices. And so our aim is, rather than suppressing anger, because it's easy to suppress anger for a while. But if we suppress anger, what will happen? Either we may become sick, or after a while we blow up. And that's why psychologists will say, oh, never suppress your anger, express whatever you feel. Whereas spiritual people will say, don't even get angry. Look at them as actors playing their part. They have to play that part, isn't it? And in this Iron Age, there are more actors who are negative, full of anger and ego and jealousy and animosity and all sorts of things. So they will be playing that part. And what my aim is? What is our aim? Dadi was saying hero actor, isn't it? We want to be hero actor. We want to be hero actor. Which means, I have to see how I can play the best part. And a good actor, what they will do is, they are, if good actor is there, and the other actor forgets the role. In the shooting of the film, it's easy to cut, if something goes wrong. But in a drama, where it's a live performance, if some actor forgets their words to speak, the other actor, if he's smart, he will cover it up and keep on talking or suggesting that person to talk about something. And that's what, if I want to be hero actor, I don't need to behave badly with bad people. Because nasty people will do their nasty act. But my aim is to be angel. So I should perform angelic act and not nasty act. Because in the world they will say, tit for tat. Tooth for tooth. We don't want to do that. But, and what has been observed, one Australian guy was mentioning that nowadays with car, there is so much road rage. So he was saying that one person didn't allow somebody to give way to go ahead. And so, the person who was driving at the back got so angry, so he stopped his car in front of him and started fighting. And this yogi brother, he just went and stood there peacefully. And both stopped fighting. So, it's easy to be nasty, but it is difficult to be good for human being nowadays. Just as our children, it's easy for them to learn how to abuse, how to shout, how to scream. Nobody teaches them. Does anybody teach them how to scream and shout and cry and all? Nobody. So they learn. They see somebody doing it and they learn it. If the parents are short-tempered, children will automatically learn. But if the parents have to teach children how to behave nicely, they have to tell them so many times, Tell thank you, tell thank you, tell thank you. So, children will forget. They just grab the thing somebody is giving and run away. So, parents have to say please, please give me. Say thank you. Then after listening to few times, then children will behave. So to change good manners, good behavior, good qualities takes a lot of time and practice and determination. But to be bad guy, very easy. So the aim is, no, it's not very easy to meditate or concentrate. How many of you find easy to meditate? Will you raise your hand? Only 10, 15. So, it takes time because we are given freedom to our mind. Okay, go ahead, wander, think about anything. We'll mind everybody's business. Who is doing what, who is sitting how, who is dressing how, etc. So mind will keep on observing and thinking and judging, etc. Whereas we haven't learned how to withdraw our mind and focus in Supreme Being. So that's what practice may take time. And this environment in Mount Abu is already built, and that's why at least you have got good environment, good company that will help you. But still, unless you make it your regular practice, it may take a while. So we have to be patient with ourselves to work on ourselves. Because whatever we have given freedom to our mind for last 30, 40, 50 years, whatever your age is, you can't tell your mind, come on, sit quietly and don't think of anything else. It may not listen to you immediately. So have patience. So, to have that better meditation, at least what we suggest is first stop action. Even if you get angry, don't hit anybody. Even your child or students, because those who are teachers, they have a hard time, no? Nowadays, the students so rowdy. So that's where you have to see that you don't come into action. Secondly, gradually don't come into words, shout, scream, etc. And thirdly, as you keep on paying attention and reminding yourself, I am a peaceful soul, I am a tolerant soul, I am a calm soul, you'll find gradually you'll be able to conquer your anger. And we have seen transformation of hundreds of thousands of people. Because as you know, we have over 900,000 students who are studying and practicing. And most of the human beings, the weaknesses, first weakness is anger. So, what we have seen is, with practice of meditation, they have become calm. Ego or lack of self-respect, that also is quite common. Because either people who are having speciality will have ego. And when somebody has ego, what they will do is disrespect others, insult others. They will keep on boasting about themselves. I've done this, I'm this, I've this, speciality, etc. And for others, they'll say, you're hopeless. You can't even do it. You have never done it. I don't think you will be able to do it, etc. So, what we learn to be humble, rather than thinking, I am special, God has given me this speciality. So I thank God. So I give credit to God and not to myself. And opposite, lack of self-respect. Some people say, oh, I'm not so beautiful. I'm not so efficient. See, so-and-so is so efficient. I don't know, I've never done it. I can do it. Because I haven't done it. Let somebody else do it. So that's where, no, Baba gives us so much respect. In every Murli, Baba says, sweet children, lovely children, my long lost and now found children. So Baba makes us so elevated. And He creates that good vision for ourselves. Baba gives us so much love that we can completely depend on Him. Otherwise, we were depending on human beings. And so dependency or sanskara of attachment easily created. And once we learn to meditate, once we establish all relationship with God, we get all sort of love and support. So we don't need, we love and cooperate with them and they cooperate with us, but we don't need to depend on them. And Baba gives us so many treasures of knowledge, love, peace, happiness. We call them imperishable treasures. And when I have imperishable treasures, I will be happy. As today, Dadi gives so many yuktis to keep our heart and mind happy, isn't it? So Baba gives that happiness. So more you accumulate those treasures and not waste them. Because nature has given time as our treasure, isn't it? We have got time. We have got this body. We have got our mind, thinking power. Then Baba gives us knowledge, love, happiness. All these treasures are there. So once I realize how much unlimited treasures I am getting from Baba, will I have greed for material wealth? Material wealth is rolling all the time. No? If you ask some millionaire how much money they have, they'll say, cash only this much, this is invested in this property, that property, in this, my business, etc. So most of the time, the money is only on the computer, not on the hand. So, And nowadays with all these markets and economy, any time there can be crash. Every day the rates are changing and every day those who are in the shares, they have so much worry, busy all the time watching computer. So, means we need have enough money for our livelihood, no matter, that's true. But, but if we have enough money, we need to worry about a lot. Because a greedy person will never be happy. He will compare, oh, my partner has got so many buildings, I should have so much property. So they want all the time more and more and more. So they are never content. And when somebody doesn't have self-respect, they will have jealousy. That, oh, nobody looks at me, everybody is looking at somebody else, or they are praising them, not me. So they will try to bring that person down, saying, oh, you think of that person so much, but that person is nothing. That person has done this and that and that and that, as you know, nowadays in politics. So as soon as somebody stands in election, everybody tries to find out what past wrong they have done. If they had been smoking marijuana or dope or something, 40 years ago also, they will bring everything on the paper that they have done this, they have done that, they have done this. How can he be elected as a president of the country? And so many presidents have been thrown out of their position because of some scandal or another. So, name, fame, position is all temporary. Money is also temporary. So why we need to chase after that? Why not spend at least 1 hour a day for these imperishable treasures? Because Baba is giving us free. God is giving everything free. Does He charge us for our studies? Does He charge us for giving water or earth or sunlight or anything? God doesn't charge. We human beings have been landlords and masters, and we say, this is my property, this is my land, my everything. So, so we had to, it's on a physical level, yes, it is yours, but why not accumulate some imperishable treasures? Because this sanskar that we will create here, they will go with the soul whenever we leave the body. The good karma, charitable karma that we do now here, will go with us in the next birth. If we are helping someone, we get return immediately, isn't it? They will bless us, at least if nothing else. So they will smile and will see how much happiness they are getting. And so we also become happy. And what we have one slogan is, those who defame me is my friend. Because, you know, some people criticize, comment, defame, and say, oh, you are like this, you are like this, you have done this, you have done that. Now, at that time, how much tolerant I am, I can check with myself, isn't it? So they give me my test paper to check myself whether I have become tolerant or not. And if I pass, then I will be promoted, isn't it? Examination may be tough. School paper, no, in school, unless a student gives exam, they can't be promoted next standard. And that's what, even if somebody brings all these test papers, what will happen? That will give us promotion. We will be promoted. No, in that situation, if I remain stable, calm, quiet, and not influenced, then I passed. Because our aim is not to take sorrow. Why should I take sorrow? If somebody defames me, it doesn't scratch my body, isn't it? It doesn't hurt my body, it is hurting my heart only, no? So, why should not I protect myself and not accept that gift? Suppose somebody is giving you gift. If you accept it, what will happen? You'll get it. It will be with you. But if you don't accept it, it will stay with them. In the same way, somebody defames, criticizes, then if you don't accept it, your heart doesn't accept it, it will stay with them. And you won't be hurt. So that's what we have to now start practicing. And as Dadi was saying, sometimes we will say, oh, it's easy to listen to the theory, but practical, we don't know whether we can do it. Students don't do like that, isn't it? Student won't say, teacher, yes, you are teaching lesson, but I don't know whether I will remember it or not. No, they have to remember it and write the answer in the exam paper. Then only they will pass. So that's where we had to see it in, it takes, everything will take time to change our personality, our old habits may take time. But once you know the theory, gradually meditation practice will help you to implement what you are learning. So, first and foremost, we have to practice is soul consciousness. As body consciousness is root cause of all the vices. As you start remembering, I am a soul, I am a soul, your vision towards others will be, we are all brothers. And so you will not have anger or jealousy or animosity. And as we receive love from Baba, what will happen is, we become loveful. If I am loveful, others will be loveful, isn't it? And that's what now we have to establish deeper relationship with Baba. And for that, we have to feel it's my Baba. My Baba. Because you can establish all different relationships with Baba. Mother, father, teacher, guru, guide, beloved, friend. And as you go deeper in all this relationship, you'll find very thing easy. Now, we have also to talk about honesty. And Dadi was also talking that we should not be cheating anybody, we should not be stealing anything. We should not speak lie. And in the world also they say honesty is the best policy. So I had to first and foremost be honest to myself. Yes, I need to have courage to see my own weakness, isn't it? Because usually it's very easy for us to say, oh, this person is like that. It's like, if I want to see my face, I need a mirror. But if I want to see everybody else's face, so easy. I can see everybody's face. And I can say, oh, somebody has got this sort of a nose and somebody has got this sort of a ears. I can easily criticize or comment or judge somebody else. But to see myself, I need to be honest. So honesty means I believe one thing, speak same thing, and do the same thing, isn't it? Not that I am hypocritic, thinking one thing, speaking something, and doing third thing. Honesty means not speaking lies to other people. But at the same time, we had to be careful what to reveal and what to conceal. Because, you know, if somebody asks you some of the past things or weakness of somebody, if you are honest, you'll say, oh, but I've seen this person doing like this, so I must tell. You don't need to talk about weaknesses of others if they are not concerned about it. And so, you can always say, I prefer not to give comment. So that's where we had to learn how to be tactful sometimes, sometimes honest and happy to say no. I'm not going to tell that. We don't need to speak lies, but we can say, I prefer not to speak about it. And if we say sweetly, nobody will feel hurt. But at the same time, you are not creating negative impression about other people. Now, some of the things that help our meditation is about vegetarian diet, because mind is influenced by the food we eat. As you know, our body is influenced by the food we eat. Everybody knows, no? How food affects our body. Nowadays, science has done a lot of research as to how what material, vegetable will give us what minerals and vitamins. What grains will give us how much carbohydrate and protein and fat, and nowadays every item you buy there will be list of proteins, carbohydrates, sugar, fat, polysaturated fat and monosaturated fat and all sorts of things. So we know that this will affect our blood sugar, blood cholesterol, our calcium will help us to have good bones, etc. Most of us know about that. But the ancient rishis, munis, saints had done research of how food affects our mind. And and they have divided food into sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. And the sattvic food is fruits, vegetables, dairy products, we call it sattvic. Rajasic products are spices. And melons, which creates belching, burping, etc. Vinegar is rajasic. And the tamasic food is onion, garlic, meat, fish, eggs, drugs of addiction. And pickles. So we avoid all this tamasic food in order to have good meditation. It's not that all who want to meditate must be vegetarian. But vegetarian will help you to meditate. Because we have observed same person under same environment or similar environment with different types of food will react differently. And I was from birth vegetarian, but I used to eat onion garlics. And when I studied Raj Yoga, immediately I didn't give up onion, garlic. And one day I had a very nice meal of onion, garlic. Next morning my meditation fell through. So I gave up onion, garlic. And so what we suggest is you try for 1 month vegetarian diet and see how your meditation is, because whole life we have those who have been non-vegetarian, they have been trying meditation with non-vegetarian. But experiment that for 3 months, and if you see your meditation is improving fast, then naturally you'll be tempted to do it. The human body, our teeth and intestine is such developed that it is for vegetarian. Because non-vegetarian animals, those who are carnivorous, they have got very sharp claws, nails to cut the prey. And their teeth, canine teeth, are very sharp. And their small intestine is really small. Whereas we say our intestine, small intestine is 18 feet. The human being may be at the most 6 feet. But small intestine is 18 feet inside. So that is meant for vegetarian, herbivorous. No, herbivorous animals have small intestine, which is long. So it is economical also, because the animals to produce 1 kilo of meat, we need so much of land and grass and everything. and what meat we are eating is of herbivorous. We don't eat meat of carnivorous animal like lion or tiger or cheetah and all. We eat herbivorous animals. If they can transform their meat from grass, why can't we have our meat, our muscles through grass or vegetables? And nowadays you'll find Europe, there is a trend to be more vegetarian. Because every year about 5 million Europeans are becoming vegetarian. And in England they have done research that health benefit is taken, more benefit is taken by meat eaters than vegetarians. And so America, Europe nowadays is a fashion or trend to become more vegetarian. And finally what I saw is, when there was a movie Babe, I don't know how many of you have seen it, but it was very popular in Australia. And after seeing that movie, so many became vegetarian. And one mother in Australia, she was telling me that her 2 boys, 7 and 9 year old boy, they were shown a film, or they were taken to slaughterhouse. And when they saw that how the animals were slaughtered for meat production, the boys came and young one says, "Mom, I'm not going to eat meat." They tortured the animal so much. How can I eat meat? So when young boy said, "I can't eat meat," the old boy says, "Mom, I'm also not going to eat any more meat." So both boys stopped. So parents also stopped. So because those who have love for animals, because nowadays many are against, in Europe, many are against fur and wearing fur clothes, etc., and shoes, etc., the leather shoes. The same thing, when we have that love for animals, how can we kill them? And it is healthy. Because what happened once, I was in a gathering where, in Malaysia, I was in a gathering and one mother started saying, "Oh, if we don't eat meat, we'll become weak and, oh, we won't have hemoglobin and this and that." And I said, "Okay, you have been non-vegetarian whole life. I have been vegetarian all my life. We are around the same age. Who looks healthy?" She says, "But oh, you are single, you are not married, you don't have children, you don't worry about them." I said, "It's not only that. Because if vegetarians were going to become sick, then there wouldn't be any hospital in your country, because all are non-vegetarian. So, if you have balanced vegetarian diet, have your salads and protein in the form of lentils or tofu or dairy products, then if you have your balanced diet, you will be very healthy. I'm 75 and I am quite healthy and whole life. I had very few illnesses. So it's not that vegetarian you will become sick. And once I remember, there was a priest in Sydney who we had invited for lunch. And he said, "Oh, all of you are vegetarian and you look so rosy." So, as I said, it's our inner happiness, even our discipline that is making us healthy. And most of the BKs, no, they really see that their friends of their own age, they look much older because it's not disciplined life and drugs and all sorts of things they are indulging in. Whereas BKs with their discipline and with their, because you eat to live, not live to eat. As Dadi was saying, no, if something nice is there, you'll say, "Oh yes, I can eat it." Otherwise you say, "Oh, I'm not feeling hungry." That sometimes happens. If you enjoy food, you eat. Otherwise, you don't eat it. So we have to see that we have balanced diet and then we will be healthy. Now final, in the purity sense, is when we say purity means also not indulging in sex or observing celibacy. And question arises, oh, we are married and why God created man and woman if he did wanted us to remain celibate? So I would say, okay, God created man and woman for procreation, isn't it? And how many children you want? One or two. And how many years you indulge in sex? So sex is used as recreation and not procreation. And also it's not that, as I said, it's not that non-vegetarian can't meditate or those who are not observing celibacy can't meditate. They can meditate. But the progress is slow because mind is diverted a lot to people, to children, and also it can be also distracted a lot. Because as you know, because sometimes people say, "Oh, how can we share our love otherwise?" But love doesn't mean necessarily physical love, isn't it? Because mother loves child. It is a sexless love. No, there is no involvement of sex in that. Or there can be love between two friends without sex. There can be love between teacher and student, guru and followers. Love doesn't necessarily mean sex. And that's where we have to see that we have pure love for everyone. Everyone, including our family members. But when we indulge in sex, it is body consciousness. And first we learn to be soul conscious. So as we become soul conscious, we look at everyone as a soul. So no male, no female. No attraction. And also, sex can be enjoyable, but at the same time, it can transmit many diseases. And we lose physical energy also. So once we understand, the benefit and see how celibate life is helping us in our meditation, because at least in India, the sannyasis and mahatmas and gurus and all, they observe celibacy and that helps them in meditation. Whereas Brahma Kumaris recommend stay with the family. Carry on your responsibility. But now your focus should be spiritual income and spiritual attitude towards all human beings. So by changing our attitude, our vision, we find there is a lot of inner peace and happiness, and our link with Baba is very easy. Because meditation early in the morning, though, one can meditate any time, isn't it? But that time is quiet time where everybody is asleep and there are no negative vibration. And that's why 4 o'clock we have meditation. To avoid all the negativity of the world and noise and activity of the world. So, if there are any questions, you are welcome. Anybody has any question? Okay, no question. Then we will have 15 minutes meditation. David has come to play some music for us.